You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but we also print everything a small business needs, like the sign in that window over there, or that bumper sticker in front of you, or that takeout menu, and that tote bag in your back seat. We print and design it all. Discover the print abilities at Vistaprint.com. You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we also print everything a small business needs? Like that store's window decal you keep staring at while you're waiting for this traffic to move. Or that bumper sticker in front of you. We print anything. Like all that stuff in your back seat. That t-shirt. That tote bag. That takeout menu. We print it. That guy's hat in the car next to you. Technically, that's embroidery. But yeah, we print that too. We can even help design it all for you. Because when you use Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all at Vistaprint.com.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, I have Sonia Greenfield. Sonia is the Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football, and she's a diehard Detroit Lions fan. On the program, we discussed the Lions game against the Minnesota Vikings, Lions offense and defense. Also, we talk about quarterback Jared Goff, head coach Dan Campbell, Detroit's next game, which is the Week 4 matchup against the Seattle Seahawks, her favorite foods to eat at a Lions game, and more. Plus, we have a preview of Week 4 and Week 4's game picks. So, hope everyone enjoys the show. This is going to be a fun interview that we have coming up on this edition of the program with Sonia. She's always great. She's been coming on the program on more than a few occasions, so the interview is going to be great, and Sonia always brings her knowledge and, of course, her love for her team, the Detroit Lions. But first, let's give you the scores from the most important games from Week 3 in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns, an AFC North showdown. The Browns beat the Steelers, final score 29-17. The Miami Dolphins, in a close one, beat the Buffalo Bills 21-19. The New Orleans Saints squared off against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers win their first game of the year, beating the Saints 22-14. The Kansas City Chiefs took on the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts win their first game of the year, beating the Chiefs 20-17. The Los Angeles Rams squared off against the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams would go on to beat the Cardinals 20-12. The Green Bay Packers took on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a close game. We don't know how many chances we'll get to see Aaron Rodgers go up against Tom Brady, but let's respect it and let's enjoy it while we have these two playing. The Packers beat the Buccaneers 14-12. The Sunday night matchup was between the San Francisco 49ers going up against the Denver Broncos in a close game. Not a pretty game, an ugly game, which was built on defense and, you know, limited offense. But the Broncos would go on to beat the 49ers 11-10. And then we had the Monday night matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Again, not much offense in this game, but again, in the classic rivalry game in Jersey, the Dallas Cowboys would beat the New York Giants on Monday Night Football, final score 23-16. And those were the scores from your most important games in Week 3 in the NFL. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Lamar Jackson for a moment. Deshaun Watson, during the offseason, basically laid the trail for market value in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL. Deshaun Watson got his fully guaranteed money. Also, Aaron Rodgers got a big contract a few years ago. Josh Allen also got his big deal a few years ago as well. Lamar Jackson is one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. And is he deserving of a big contract? He is definitely deserving of a big contract. Unfortunately, he didn't get the big contract that he wanted during the offseason. He is slated to make just well over $23 million in the final year of his rookie contract. Lamar is definitely showing that not only is he worthy of a big contract during the offseason, but he's worthy of some MVP votes. I know this is very early in the NFL season, but Lamar has been outstanding. Currently, he has, as this interview, as this show is airing, he currently has 10 touchdown passes. And also on top of that, he's been big in doing his thing in the running department. I tell you one thing, Lamar has been a game changer since he's become the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. He's a former league MVP. He's also he led the league in touchdown passes the same year that he won the league MVP. And on top of that, he currently holds the NFL record for the most rushing yards for quarterbacks in a single season. Lamar Jackson is one, in my opinion, he's one of those once in a lifetime players that if Baltimore doesn't hold on to him, I think he can go to another team and definitely be a difference maker. Bottom line is this: Lamar, when Deshaun Watson got the over $230 million fully guaranteed, he's someone that wanted that contract, and I think he's deserving of it. I think the problem is that because of his playing style, they feel, the Ravens feel that in the long term he could get hurt. But bottom line is this: Lamar Jackson is one of those once-in-a-lifetime players, and he's definitely deserving of a big contract. He's someone that's been a game-changer for Baltimore, and if they hold on to him in the long run, he's going to continue to do big things for them. So I'm hoping that Lamar will, for the most part, stay healthy, be wise while he's, you know, out there playing quarterback for the Ravens, and he can stay healthy, and in the offseason, he can get that big contract that he's definitely deserving of. And while I talk about Lamar being an MVP candidate very early on in the year, I want to talk about my next storyline, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, man, Jalen Hurts is someone that deserves, in my opinion, to be the franchise quarterback going forward for the Philadelphia Eagles. We talk about Deshaun Watson got his fully guaranteed money. Lamar Jackson looking for his big contract. Jalen Hurts is someone that's proven that he can get a big contract as well. Again, the NFL season is very young, but man, Jalen Hurts is balling for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen, of course, him and Lamar are currently in the top 10 in every passing category, currently amongst quarterbacks in the league. And if Lamar's running the ball well, Jalen's running the ball well as well. Jalen hooking up with his former college teammate from Alabama, Devontae Smith, along with the new Eagle, A.J. Brown, and, of course, Dallas Goedert. That's also a big combination as well. The Eagles are currently flying high right now, and it appears that they have no signs of slowing down, and it appears that their wings won't get clipped anytime soon. Jalen Hurts is phenomenal to watch. I think Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman should strongly consider giving this gentleman a long-term contract. Jalen Hurts deserves to be the franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. He fits in nicely in that system. Nick Sirianni, in his second year as the head coach of the Eagles, is an offensive-minded head coach. So, of course, he's going to cater to Jalen's skill set. And Jalen Hurts, the sky is the limit for not just for him, but for the Philadelphia Eagles. So let's pay attention to, you know, the remainder of the season. The NFL season is a marathon and it's not a sprint. And I know it's going to be a long one. And of course, the Eagles, what's working for them is that they have like the easiest schedule in the league. So, but, you know, Jalen can stay consistent. He's going to be an MVP candidate and he's someone that can be the franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. My last storyline is going to be Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston signed with the New Orleans Saints during the COVID year of 2020. Jameis said that he wanted to come to New Orleans because he wanted a Harvard education in learning how to play the quarterback position, referring to Drew Brees and head coach Sean Payton. So 2020 was the year that he didn't play much action, and when he got action, he made the most out of his opportunity, even though they wind up losing in the divisional round, of course, in the COVID year to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Drew Brees had a rib injury that season, but Jameis came in spurts. Last year, Jameis was unstoppable last year. The New Orleans Saints, matter of fact, were the hottest team in the NFL during the first month of the season last year. We know what happened. Jameis tore his ACL and had damage to his MCL. Done for the year, and we know how the Saints season went. Didn't make the playoffs. The rest is history. Coming into this season, there was so much hype and anticipation for the New Orleans Saints. Of course, the Saints were in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. That didn't work out. Jameis got a two-year extension. They bring in Tyrann Mathieu. They bring in Jarvis Landry. Michael Thomas is healthy. And they bring in a lot of people. And, you know, so the expectations were very high for the New Orleans Saints and for Jameis Winston to have a breakout year coming from the knee injury. So far, Jameis has played and he has been beat up this year. And I think a lot of that is due to an offense that looks stale. And I think a lot of Saints fans, and I think a lot of the Saints and the organization as a whole is still trying to come off of that high of the expectations and the seasons of the Drew Brees and the Sean Payton era. And then on top of that, you lose to Ron Armstead during the offseason to Miami. The offensive lineman to Ron Armstead signed a major contract with the Miami Dolphins. Armstead, along with Ryan Ramczyk, were all pro offensive linemen. Armstead is gone. Ramczyk is really the only great lineman that has been protecting Jameis. But other than that, when you have someone like a Cesar Ruiz, and even with Eric McCoy getting an extension, Jameis has been beat up, and we're only 4 weeks into the NFL season. So Jameis is battling back and ankle injuries, but head coach Dennis Allen says that he's sticking with Jameis. But they may want to take a look at Andy Dalton. I think the Saints should take a strong consideration at Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is no spring chicken, but he's been someone that a proven starting quarterback in the NFL, having some good seasons with the Cincinnati Bengals when Marvin Lewis was the head coach there, multiple playoff appearances. But Jameis has just been beat up. He's been beat up bad out there. And I don't know. And then not just with Jameis, but already so many injuries and inconsistencies in this early part of the NFL season. A lot of people, including myself, picked the Saints to win the NFC South. And I don't know. Maybe I won't say Saints fans should hit the panic button, but it should be the caution button because the expectations are high and it's just not looking good right now for the team down in New Orleans. And again, Jameis Winston, man, he's getting beat up. They're going to have to rest him if they want him to. I guess if they see him as being maybe the future of the franchise, possibly being the franchise quarterback, they're going to have to protect him and maybe put Andy Dalton in. Maybe later on or maybe in the middle part of the year to see what type of offense they can get from Andy because it's not looking good for Jameis right now. All right, before we go to break, I want to give everybody just kind of an update. I want to send my thoughts and prayers to the people in Florida as well as the people in Georgia and the Carolinas and states and the regions that are going to be affected heavily by Hurricane Ian. Hurricane Ian is causing, as this show is airing, making a major impact in South Florida near Tampa and Fort Myers and going towards Orlando, and it's going to expect to make its way to Jacksonville and, of course, in Georgia and the Carolinas and those regions that I mentioned earlier. So, again, our thoughts and prayers are with the people affected by Hurricane Ian. Hopefully you guys will be safe and there won't be too much damage. And speaking of Hurricane Ian, there's been a lot of moving parts in terms of college football games being moved around. Some games are going to be played in alternate sites on Saturday, or well, this weekend, I should say. Some games are going to be moved to alternate sites during the weekend. And the Sunday night football game, as of right now, between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's still going to be a home game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. However, depending on what goes on with Hurricane Ian in the Tampa area, if the game is to be moved, the site will be Minneapolis. They said during the week, the NFL announced that alternate site would be somewhere in the Midwest. But the NFL has revealed that in the event that if the Tampa area or Raymond James Stadium is not up to par in terms of what goes on with Hurricane Ian, then the alternate site would be U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis, which is home to the Minnesota Vikings. So regardless of what happens with the situation with Ian, there will be a Sunday night football game. It's just a matter if it's going to be in Tampa or it'll be in the Midwest in Minneapolis. Also, just another tidbit to pass along, the Pro Bowl will no longer be a game. That's right. The Pro Bowl starting in 2023, the NFL announced that the Pro Bowl will switch to a non-contact flag football game. In addition, they've also will have a whole week of what will be called the Pro Bowl games. And also, so in addition, not only will you have the non-contact flag football game, you also have in a partnership with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions, they'll have a week devoted to what is called the Pro Bowl games, and they'll also revive the skills competition. So this past season was the last year for the Pro Bowl game. So going forward, starting in 2023, there'll be the non-contact flag football game as well as a skills competition. And as I mentioned earlier, Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions, they'll have a whole Pro Bowl week, which they'll call the Pro Bowl game. So I like the idea of it. I think the Pro Bowl is basically, I've always said this, I said the Pro Bowl was the worst all-star game in all of professional sports. To me, the best all-star game in professional sports is the Major League Baseball all-star game. The Major League Baseball all-star game and then the NBA all-star game are the two best all-star games in all of professional sports. In my opinion, Major League Baseball is number one. NBA is number two. I think WNBA all-star game is third, and then the NHL is fourth. And then, of course, the Pro Bowl is last. But I'm actually glad that they're doing away with the game and just have the non-contact flag football game and a skills competition. A lot of interest in the Pro Bowl again. So kudos to the NFL for changing up the format and trying to spark interest again in the Pro Bowl. And speaking of somebody that's always sparked an interest, Rihanna. That's right. Congratulations to the bad gal Riri. She is going to be the headliner of the halftime show for Super Bowl 57. So congratulations to Rihanna. Of course, Apple Music is the new sponsor of the Super Bowl halftime show. Of course, you know, you've known for over a decade, Pepsi was the sponsor of the Super Bowl halftime show, but Apple Music will take over as the new sponsor for this year's, for the Super Bowl halftime show. So congratulations to Rihanna, and it's going to be a rocking halftime show. She's been around doing her thing, not just in the world of music, but in fashion, and just been a entrepreneur galore. So big ups to Rihanna. She'll be the headliner for the Apple Music Super Bowl 57 halftime show, and it'll take place on February the 12th, 2023 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, and that game will be on Fox. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Sonya Greenfield. She's a director of writer management and editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is a website that is dedicated to covering the NFL from not just a woman's perspective, but from a fan's perspective as well. We talk about her beloved Detroit Lions. Sonya is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wrap.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but we also print everything a small business needs, like the sign in that window over there, or that bumper sticker in front of you, or that takeout menu, and that tote bag in your back seat. We print and design it all. Discover the print abilities at Vistaprint.com. You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we also print everything a small business needs? Like that store's window decal you keep staring at while you're waiting for this traffic to move, or that bumper sticker in front of you. We print anything, like all that stuff in your back seat, that t-shirt, that tote bag, that takeout menu. We print it. That guy's hat in the car next to you, technically that's embroidery, but yeah, we print that too. We can even help design it all for you, because when you use Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all at Vistaprint.com. You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but we also print everything a small business needs, like the sign in that window over there, or that bumper sticker in front of you, or that takeout menu, and that tote bag in your back seat. We print and design it all. Discover the printabilities at Vistaprint.com.
Chaparral.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
You probably know BizPrint for business cards, but we also print everything a small business needs, like the sign in that window over there, or that bumper sticker in front of you, or that takeout menu, and that tote bag in your back seat. We print and design it all. Discover the print abilities at VistaPrint.com.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Williams in the backfield. He gets the call straight ahead, and he's in. Jamal Williams, touchdown Detroit. Off the play fake, swinging it out, complete, and into the end zone goes TJ Hockenson, the tight end. Williams in the backfield. He gets the call straight ahead, and he's in. Jamal Williams, touchdown Detroit. Cousins, he's got it, touchdown. Goff with pressure coming from Smith. Off his back foot, he heaves it downfield, and Metellus does pick it off. Missed the last one, got this one, and the Vikings are going to get the 2-1.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. And the Detroit Lions, how it started off great. How did it end? Didn't end so well, as Kirk Cousins, Minnesota Vikings quarterback, threw the game-winning touchdown pass to wide receiver K.J. Osborne. And the Lions, unfortunately, fell short in this game, 28-24. To talk more about this game and the Lions' next game against the Seahawks, we want to welcome her back to the program. She's been outstanding, contributing writer for Our Turf Football, which is a website dedicated to the National Football League from a woman's perspective. And she's a diehard Detroit Lions fan, as she covers the NFC North and the NFC East for Our Turf Football. Let's welcome her back, Sonya Greenfield. Hey, Sonya, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Sonya, I know you're welcome. And Sonya, there were, I know as a Lions fan, you were feeling a lot of emotions throughout this game. What were your takeaways from the Lions game against the Minnesota Vikings?
I'm going to say this, and, you know, again, this is, what, year two of Dan Campbell, and so at the beginning of the season, which it still kind of is, you know, it's just like you just hope to see improvement, right? And you just want to see the guys just really, you know, take that next step. We don't expect, at least in my mind, I don't expect, you know, too much, you know, like playoffs and division wins and stuff like that. No, I just want to see them take the next step. And, you know, at least with how they're playing and their offense and stuff. And I think I'm kind of seeing that, but, you know, it does hurt in the end. It does hurt because you want to see, you want it so bad for these guys, but, you know, they're getting there. They're getting there. It was just kind of hard to take, as usual. But you'd think you'd be used to it right now as a Lions fan, but that's just me.
You're absolutely right, because, I mean, as you mentioned, with year two under the head coach, Dan Campbell, we'll get more into Coach Campbell in just a little bit, but definitely the Lions, again, they are trying to take that next step as this interview is airing, with the Lions are currently 1-2, taking a next step. The running backs, they were great in this game, particularly Jamal Williams. Wow, he's been solid in this early part of the 2022 NFL season. Give me your thoughts on Jamal and his play in the game against the Vikings.
I loved it. You know, he was just really just, I don't know, it was just like he was on a mission. And, you know, DeAndre Swift goes down, but he's just like, let me get in here and let me do my thing. And let me show people why I am who I am. And, you know, Jamal Williams is a fan favorite, at least in my book. He's an early fan favorite, and I think he wants to win, and you could see it yesterday or on Sunday. You could see him just, you know, wanting to get out there and do his thing and, you know, really establish himself as, you know, a key player, a key cog in the Lions offense. And I think he's done that or is, you know, in the process of doing that. I think he really wants it, and it's showing.
Absolutely. I mean, in such a short amount of time, Jamal's definitely been showing it since he's been in the Motor City. And he played for the division rival Green Bay Packers previously. And so far he's showing his worth as a member of the Detroit Lions. One of my favorites, and I know he's been one of your favorites the last time I had you on the program, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Uh-huh. He has had some great games. Yeah, he has had some great games so far in this early part of the NFL season. Give me your thoughts on Amon-Ra and his play in this game against the Vikings.
Again, I think he was really kind of establishing himself as, you know, to be that next wide receiver or that good wide receiver on this team. And I think that, you know, he definitely has the potential to do some really great things. And I think that he is really, I don't do well with the stock market, so forgive me if I say the wrong one, but I'm very bullish on him. I think that's what we like, right? Bullish is good, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm definitely very bullish on him. And I think that he is starting to come through as, you know, just a playmaker. And that's what we need on this team. You know, we need some playmakers, and we need some people that Jared Goff can trust. And I think that he's really establishing himself as that player.
Most definitely. I want to stay just with the wide receivers for a moment. Amon-Ra St. Brown represents the youth on Detroit. Well, Detroit is a young team, and Amon-Ra has definitely become a favorite amongst Lions fans in such a short amount of time. Josh Reynolds coming over from the LA Rams along with Jared Goff, and Josh has been solid so far during his time in Detroit. Give me your thoughts on Josh and his play against the Vikings.
Again, I think that he's solid. He's a solid receiver, and, you know, I think he still could use a smidge of work, but I still think that right now the offense, they're really trying to get through Amon-Ra. But I think that Josh Reynolds is coming up as like a good, not backup, but a good flat like wide receiver. So I really like what they're trying to do with the two of them, kind of showcasing Amon-Ra right now, but, you know, relying on the old reliability, if you will, of, or the old familiarity, if you will, of Jared Goff
and Josh Reynolds. So I think that that's kind of what we've got going on there.
They, again, on the offensive side, tight ends. We have a lot of great tight end play currently in the NFL. There's the likes of George Kittle. There's Mark Andrews. Also, you know, Travis Kelce, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And T.J. Hockenson. It seems as Jared and T.J. have been a pretty good combination as well. T.J. scored a touchdown in the game against the Vikings. Give me your thoughts on T.J. and his play against the Vikings.
I liked what he was doing. I think that, you know, I think his role is kind of in flux, I would say, with the Lions and with this offense. And so, you know, I think when, like, he first came to the team, we were really trying to make him that really good receiving tight end, kind of like, you know, like a George Kittle, like a Travis Kelce, kind of. I'm not comparing him to those guys. But I think that that's how we wanted to use him in this offense. But I kind of see him not being that guy as much this season. Again, it's an early season. It's early in the season. I think, you know, things can change because they really want to focus on the receivers. But I think that TJ has done a good job as kind of, especially in this game, as just like that extra receiver when we need him.
All right. I want to I'll get back to the offense again in just a moment, but I want to switch over to the other side of the ball, and that's the defensive side. Alex Anzalone. Since Alex has arrived in Detroit from New Orleans, he has just been a tackling machine. He had 9 tackles in the game against the Vikings and a sack. Give me your thoughts on Alex and his play against the Vikings.
I really liked how he played this game. You know, even though in the end it didn't quite work out, but I still like what I saw from him. And, you know, last season he was kind of faded out towards the end of the season. But I think right now he's putting on a good show. And I think he's really attacking and really going after guys. And so, especially in this game, and I really like to see that. I like a really good defense, and I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. And what I thought, you know, this Vikings game was, again, very good, just, you know, active, getting tackles, getting sacks. I just loved all of that from him. And so hopefully he's able to keep that up, because the defensive side can be a little bit weak at some points, but I think that he is one of those cogs that kind of makes it go.
You mentioned on the defensive side, we just found out recently that free safety Tracy Walker is going to be done for the year, tearing his Achilles in that game against the Vikings. Just give me your thoughts on how important Tracy has been to the defense for Detroit.
He's been actually a very key player, and I want to say he's kind of that – I would give him almost the heart of the defense kind of role. I don't think that he has been, like, you know, he's been vocal, and I think that he's been one of those players in the defense that has just been there and been consistent and, you know, just been there just to kind of motivate the guys and – you know, a consistent defensive player. And to have that, that's a huge loss, I think, going to be for this defense. And, you know, hopefully they will be able to kind of work around that or work through that, but that's a big loss. And I think we're going to feel it. I think the Lions are going to feel it, unfortunately.
Yeah, with Tracy being a big loss, however, there's going to be some other key offensive side, particularly in the secondary, that are definitely going to step up. And in this game against the Vikings, Amani Oruwariye and Malcolm Rodriguez had 7 tackles in this game. Give me your thoughts on Amani and Malcolm in the game against Minnesota.
Rodrigo, getting out there, getting that love from Hard Knocks. I think that was really good and really big for him, because people are now kind of buying into him and really wanting to see him do well. And that motivated him as well. And so, you know, you see him back there really working, really getting it all in. And so, you know, I appreciate that and I love that. And I hope that this, unfortunately, while you hate to see having to Trey Flowers, but I hope that this kind of helps showcase him a little bit more and give him a little bit more Give them a little bit more motivation to keep going and, you know, really be a star on this defense. And then Amani Arorie is my guy. I have kind of loved him for a while, and I just like to see him work. And, you know, this is a good game for him as well. But I'm also looking forward to seeing him being able to step up more now that Flowers is out.
All right, and then a couple of other players I want to mention did okay in the secondary in the game against the Vikings. Juju Hughes had 5 tackles. Also, Mike Hughes had 2 tackles, and Jeff Okuda had 2 tackles as well. Just give me your thoughts on those gentlemen and their play against Minnesota.
Again, I think everybody has played well. I think that towards the end of the game, though, sometimes, especially in the secondary, I think it kind of gets a little bit weaker. And so that's kind of what I've noticed with those guys. But overall, I think that they have been good, and I think that this defense is starting to rise to the talent that the offense is. I think that this is more of an offense-minded team right now. But I feel that the defense is really, you know, clicking along and getting there. And I think that these guys in our secondary are going to help us get there. It's not a finished product yet, but I think that those are going to be guys that are going to help us get to that next level in the secondary.
All right, I want to get back to the offensive side of the ball. And we know that the NFL is a quarterback's league. We can talk about quarterbacks all day long in the NFL with Mahomes, Rodgers, also Brady, and then you've got Lamar Jackson, just to name a few.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, Josh Allen, and we've got Jared Goff. Jared is currently in year 2 in his time in the Motor City, and he had a decent game against the Vikings, unfortunately falling short, throwing the interception. Give me your thoughts on Jared and his play against the Vikings.
Again, I think he played pretty well. And, you know, he's playing, I guess the biggest thing for him is just to play mistake-free. And while he did have that big mistake at the end, I think that he's getting, like, he's doing what he needs to do. And, you know, just trying to kind of make this team function and make this team go. And, you know, we know that he's probably not going to be a long-term solution at quarterback, but for now, we want to see him kind of taking, you know, elevating the team to where it can be. And then hopefully, you know, being able to draft or get somebody, you know, to kind of come in and be his backup and then, you know, continue to elevate the team. So for the role that I think he's playing on our team, I like him as a quarterback this game. He did overall very well, got the team out to a hot start, and, you know, just kept it going. Unfortunately, yes, he did have that big mistake at the end, but kind of what we want to see is just this offense going, and I think he gets it going.
I want to stay just with Jared for a moment. I know last year Matthew Stafford won the Super Bowl as the quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams, and Stafford's presence so many years in Detroit is still being felt in the Motor City, of course, what Matthew did alongside Megatron Calvin Johnson. Do you think Jared, has Jared been accepted in Detroit? Is he still trying to find his way as a part of the community in Detroit? Are fans being receptive of him, even though he's only been, this is only his second year in the city?
That's a really good question. And, you know, I think he has, you know, I'm going to look up and see real quick, because I think he has a foundation, or not a foundation, but I think that his foundation has done some pretty good things in the community. I don't think he has that love that Stafford got from the community just yet, but I don't think that means that we don't love him like we did Matthew. But I think that Jared is getting the love of the community, but I also think Detroit fans are kind of smart, and so they know, you know, they know that he isn't going to be the guy, and so we're going to appreciate him for what he brings to the table, and we'll all, especially if he does, is able to win with us and things like that, I think, you know, people will truly appreciate him. But at the same time, I don't think that, you know, as of now in year 2, I don't think he has the complete love that Stafford got, but again, he's getting there. And I'm still looking to see if he's got what's going on with his foundation. But go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Well, while you're looking that up, I want to talk now about head coach Dan Campbell. So Goff is in year two as the quarterback of the Lions. Dan Campbell is entering year two as the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Give me your thoughts on Coach Campbell and his strategy in the game against the Vikings.
You know, I think that he likes to gamble a little bit, if you couldn't tell. But I also think that he's not conservative. And I think that that's what people like. They don't want him to be conservative. They want him to, you know, go for it. And that's kind of what people are seeing, and that's what I'm seeing from him. And he's got that enthusiasm, and I think that lets the fans know, and I also think that it lets his players know that he believes in them and that he, you know, wants them to win and wants them to go for it. But, you know, I think that's what the fans like, and I think that's what, you know, he wants. He wants them to win, and he wants to kind of do it, you know, in some funky different ways. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I think that, you know, he is definitely one that's very creative and, you know, just wants to try and win and is going to do whatever he can to win.
I want to stay with Campbell just for a moment. Year one, yeah, wasn't good. 3-13-1, young NFL season. I know it's real early, Sonia, but what have you seen in the changes from year one of Coach Campbell to year two of Coach Campbell?
Again, I think, like I said, is that he just has the guys believing in themselves and believing, you know, that we're going to work together as a team and, you know, just trying to take that next step. So that's kind of what I see. I see a team that is starting to rally around him, and I see a fan base as well that is rallying around him some more. So I think that that's really kind of motivating him and motivating, you know, I think that Hard Knocks coming was a big thing because it also, like, you know, everybody gets to see what we see in Dan Campbell and, you know, how he is as a coach and how he is as a person and how he interacts with the players. And I think that that is what, you know, I think people like him and I think that's what we're getting from him. I think that's what we're seeing.
I want to stay again with Coach Campbell. I know Pat McAfee is someone that's known for his daily program on YouTube, and he's definitely someone that's very animated and someone that's brought a unique twist to sports broadcasting. Pat McAfee has given Dan Campbell the nickname MCDC, Motor City Dan Campbell, which is a reference to the rock group AC/DC.
Yep.
I know Hard Knocks has always been a stepping stone for a lot of NFL teams for better and sometimes for worse, but it seems like right now Hard Knocks has done wonders for the Lions. How has the city of Detroit embraced Coach Campbell so far?
Overall, I think they have very much so embraced that man. I think that, like I said, he brings an emotion. He brings a fire. He brings, you know, that attitude and that grit that, you know, he was talking about in Hard Knocks. And, you know, you watch Twitter after Hard Knocks and after Lions games and stuff like that, and you see people, you know, saying, I'd run through walls for this guy. And I'm not going to lie, I would too. But I think people love him. They like what he's bringing to the sideline. They like that, you know, he has a vision and he is really working to get this team, you know, in that vision and in that mold. And so he wants them gritty. He wants them to fight. And he's been like that since day one. Everybody remembers the kneecap kneecap quote. And, you know, the team has really kind of is really starting to kind of develop that mentality and grow around that, you know, we're going to be out there. We're going to take you. We don't care if we're in a landfill, like you said on Hard Knocks. We don't care. We're going to beat you. then we're going to play you and we're going to, you know, do what we can. And so that's the type of mentality that the Motor City has. We're going to work hard. We're going to give you a good day's effort. And that's what the fans love. He's a hardworking guy. And I think that's what he's bringing to the table. And that's why the fans really like him, that emotion, that hard work. That's what they love.
Coach relationships. We've seen it in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. We're currently seeing it with Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. And, you know, what's the relationship like, in your opinion? How is it going so far with Jared Goff and Dan Campbell?
Overall, I think it's going well. I think that, again, both of them know what is on the table. I think that, you know, I don't know if Josh or if Jared is going to be the long-term guy. I don't think he is. But, I think that those two right now do have a very good relationship. I don't think it's as close as the ones that you've mentioned, but I don't think that it's a bad relationship. I think that overall he trusts Jared to, you know, give a complete game and stuff like that. And I think that overall Jared, you know, trusts and is responsible enough to kind of see the vision and see what Campbell wants from him. So I think that they've got a good relationship. I don't think it's, like I said, as close as, you know, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes and Scott McDermott and Josh Allen, but it's a good relationship.
All right, and then that takes care of the Detroit Lions, and they fell short in Week 3 to the Minnesota Vikings, 28-24. So now, Sonya, let's do this. We've got the Week 4 matchup with the Lions. They have a home game going up against the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are currently 1-2, and if you think the Lions are going to be hungry for a win, the Seattle Seahawks are going to be coming to the Motor City. They want to win as well. So, Sonya, we've seen the Seahawks go through their changes. Russell Wilson, 10 great seasons in the Pacific Northwest. So now Geno Smith is out at the helm as the quarterback of the Seahawks. What do you think? We're going to start off with Detroit's defense. Geno has had a head coach Pete Carroll has given them free reign so far in terms of throwing the football. So in your opinion, what do you think Detroit's defensive strategy is going to be against taking down Seattle's passing attack led by Geno Smith and, of course, with other receivers like a Tyler Lockett and a DK Metcalf?
I'm seeing that they are going to go after him, I think we're going to lean really heavily into this defense. I think we're going to try and get Aiden Hutchinson after him, you know, get that pass rush going and, you know, really try and mess with Geno Smith because, I mean, we all know he's good enough to be a backup. And, well, yes, he has gotten the team off to, you know, 1-2 start just like the Lions, but I think that they're really going to be going after him and, you know, really just trying to disrupt his game and just be a nuisance. And I think that that's probably what's going to end up working, but that's just me.
All right, and then I want to switch it over to the offensive side for Detroit. So Jared Goff, he's been solid. And, of course, Jamal Williams running the ball well. DeAndre Swift they're saying he's going to be week to week, but let's just say that DeAndre won't play in this game. So we've got Jared and we've got Jamal. And, of course, with the receivers, with Amon-Ra and Josh and then TJ at the tight end position. Seattle's defense has been suspect so far. In this early part of the year, what do you think Detroit's offense is going to do to get points against Seattle's defense?
I think they're going to run the ball a lot. I think they're going to attempt to run the ball a lot, get a lot of touches in and get that ground game going, and then try and rely on the passing game. Seattle's defense, this is not the Legion of Boom. This is shadows of that. And so they are going to be, if they can, you know, I think if they establish the run, then they'll be able to set up the pass as it, you know, as it were. But I think that that's what is gonna, they're going to try and do, and really just get that run game going, which is something that they haven't, they've tried to do, and they're getting better at it. And I think that if they're able to establish that with Seattle, again, that shows me that this team is getting it together and, you know, and putting it together, I think.
All right, solid. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a rocking crowd at Ford Field in downtown Detroit as the Detroit Lions take on the NFC West opponent, the Seattle Seahawks. And you heard it from Ashia Sonya Greenfield, a contributing writer for Our Turf Football, which is from a woman's perspective. And Sonya, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on with Our Turf Football and what you're doing over there.
So, yeah, so Our Turf Football, we try and, well, we don't try, but we do cover all 32 teams of the NFL. You know, we look at it more from a woman's perspective, but also, you know, just and just how things affect us and, you know, what we see. We just give our takes. Usually it's, you know, kind of with what everybody else is feeling, but also at the same time, you know, we do have some different takes. We have a weekly podcast. It's Tuesdays, 8 p.m., and we always invite you guys to tune in. You can tune in on YouTube. If you go to Our Turf, you can subscribe there and, you know, join us. And we like to interact with our fans, and so we're able to do that on our podcast as well. Also, we have a Twitter feed. You can find us on Our Turf FB. On Twitter and on Facebook as well. But we like to cover, we cover all the games. We give our 2 cents during the game. So it's all kind of fun. We have a lot of fun.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can find Our Turf Football and any websites that you want to let the listeners know about. Just let me, feel free to let them know about that as well.
Oh, for sure. So you can find me, Mom, M-O-M, 23RN on Twitter. You can also find Our Turf Football on Twitter as well, OURTURFFB, and our website is ourturf.com. You can find our old podcast episodes. You'll find articles. You'll find a whole bunch of stuff on there. And, yeah, we look forward to interacting with you guys and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Before I let you, what are some of your favorite foods to eat at a Lions home game?
Oh, goodness. So always a Coney dog. If you're going to a Lions game, you just must have a Coney dog. That's just the rules. I don't make them. That's just how it is. And then I also enjoy, oh, gosh, there's a good Bloody Mary stand. I know it's not food, but there is technically food in the Bloody Mary, but it's really, really good. So, yeah, so I always get a Coney. I always try and grab a Bloody Mary. And, yes, that makes the Lions experience chef's kiss.
Awesome. Can you explain to the listeners out there what consists of a Coney dog? Is it a beef frank or is it a combination of a beef or a pork frank? Can you explain to the listeners what a Coney dog is?
That's a good question. I do believe it is a beef frank, and then it's got chili on it, it's got onions, and it's got mustard, and that is all you are allowed to put on it. There is no ketchup, and typically I am a ketchup person, and I it's so good without the ketchup, it's perfect. And then that's what it entails, and it's so good. And you usually order them like three on one, so like you can get three on a plate, two on a plate. It's so good. And then you got to add the chili cheese fries on this side because it's that good.
No, you said no ketchup, and what about no relish, huh?
No ketchup, no relish. You just eat it the way it is. The cheese, or not the cheese, the mustard, the chili, and the onions. And then you just leave it, and that's it.
Got you. And you heard it from her. She is Sonya Greenfield. She's a contributing writer for Our Turf Football that not only looks at the NFL from a woman's perspective, but like she said, from a fan's perspective as well. And she's a diehard Detroit Lions fan, as she covers the NFC North and the NFC East for our turf football. Sonia, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, you know. Go ahead and I will be there.
Awesome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Williams in the backfield. He gets the call. Straight ahead, and he's in. Jamal Williams, touchdown Detroit. Off the play fake. Swinging it out. Complete and into the end zone goes T.J. Hockenson, the tight end. Williams in the backfield. He gets the call. Straight ahead, and he's in. Jamal Williams, touchdown Detroit. Cousins. He's got it. Touchdown. Goff with pressure coming from Smith. Off his back foot, he heaves it downfield, and Metellus does pick it off. Missed the last one, got this one, and the Vikings are going to get the 2-1.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM features a wide variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM features a wide variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
With Domino's Carside Delivery, you can carry out any three-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car. So you don't have to interrupt your kids' favorite song.
And we'll all be friends just for one.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you order online and carry out three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food right to you. Carry out and online only. Select this offer. Availability and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local store may charge extra for toppings and sauces. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM features a wide variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Welcome back to Good News. Today's top story. Domino's is introducing molten chocolate lava cakes and 32-piece oven-baked Parmesan bread bites to their mix-and-match deal for $5.99 each when you carry out. In other delightful news, Jessica Marino's sleepover is having Domino's for dinner. Carry out two or more mix-and-match items for $5.99 each, only at Domino's.
Ask for this carry-out offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Two-item minimum. Bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores may charge extra for some menu items, crust types, toppings, and sauces.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac, be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
At the World of Weights, getting the heavy stuff to gym owners across the world is an easy lift because they've got Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM. It unites their teams around all their customers, so marketing can predict what each gym needs.
Ooh, the deluxe dumbbells.
Sales can get the orders out.
And overnight? Wow!
And every employee can smash their numbers this quarter. See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM features a wide variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Welcome back to Good News. Today's top story. Domino's is introducing molten chocolate lava cakes and 32-piece oven-baked Parmesan bread bites to their mix-and-match deal for $5.99 each when you carry out. In other delightful news, Jessica Marino's sleepover is having Domino's for dinner. Carry out two or more mix-and-match items for $5.99 each, only at Domino's.
Ask for this carry-out offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Two-item minimum. Bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores may charge extra for some menu items, crust types, toppings, and sauces.
With Domino's Carside Delivery, you can carry out any three-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car. So you don't have to interrupt your kids' favorite song.
And we'll all be friends just for one.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you order online and carry out three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food right to you. Carry out and online only. Select this offer. Availability and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local store may charge extra for toppings and sauces. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. A big special thank you to Sonia Greensfield, Director of Writer Management and Editor, covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football, which is a website that covers the NFL, not just from a woman's perspective, but from a fan's perspective, like Sonia said in the interview. Again, a big special thank you to her for taking time out of her busy schedule to be with us on the program. Never a dull moment when Sonia is on the program. All right, let's do this. It's now time for a preview of Week 4's most important games in the NFL. Let's start with the Thursday night matchup between the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals. If I had to kind of give the headline for Miami and Cincinnati, it would be the youth movement or the future of the NFL in terms of the quarterback position. You know, the quarterback position is a position that's been highly valued in the NFL for, gosh, you could say almost well over two decades now. And in this game, it's really going to come down to the quarterback play for Miami of Tua Tagovailoa and for Cincinnati of Joe Burrow. First, for the Miami Dolphins, as this show is airing, they remain one of the few undefeated teams in the National Football League. Miami survived a thrilling game, division rival Buffalo Bills. Now, a scary moment happened earlier in that game when Tua was knocked down to the ground. He wound up hitting the back of his head, and as he attempted to get up, he was very wobbly, and then he tried to get up on several occasions, and then he was helped up by his offensive lineman, and then he was taken to the sideline, and it was a very strange situation had happened. Long story short, Tua comes back in the game. He's able to help his team get a victory over the Buffalo Bills, but they asked Tua they asked him along with his head coach, Mike McDaniels, what was the situation? Did he suffer a concussion? And Tua, as well as Coach McDaniels, said, no, it was a hyperextension of his back. Well, the NFL Players Association did an investigation as to whether or not Tua had suffered a concussion, and it turns out that Tua did not suffer a concussion. In fact, he was cleared as a result of the concussion protocol. But that was very scary right then. I hope that this is a hopefully be a lesson learned that maybe take things into consideration. I know the NFL has independent neurologists, and even like he said, he hyperextended his back. It's still for future games, they can take even more of an assertiveness when it comes to situations like that. So nevertheless, Miami beats Buffalo, and they currently remain undefeated. As for the Cincinnati Bengals, they made their way to the Meadowlands in New Jersey, in East Rutherford to be exact, handled their business, beating the New York Jets. And for right now, it seems that the Bengals, for right now, appear to be back. Joe Burrow still taking a lot of hits. And Joe Burrow, along with Jameis Winston, have been sacked a lot. And we've only been 4 weeks into the NFL season, and Cincinnati spent a lot of money in the offseason acquiring offensive linemen. They paid a lot of money to get guys like Lyle Collins, who's a former Dallas Cowboy. And even with Cincinnati spending a lot of money on the offensive line, Joe is still taking a lot of hits. Joe is getting sacked, and I know he just turned 25. It's cool when you're getting sacked like that at 25, no problems. Unfortunately, maybe several years down the road, he may be singing a different tune, and I don't know. But nevertheless, Cincinnati spent a lot of money in the offseason in terms of acquiring an offensive line. That doesn't seem to work out so far, because Joe has continued to take sacks. But one thing about Joe Burrow, he's tougher than a $2 steak, and he stands up, he gets up, and he throws touchdowns to his former college teammate at LSU, Ja'Marr Chase, also throwing to the likes of Joe Mixon and some other teammates, Tyler Boyd. So this is going to be a great game in terms of the quarterback play with Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrow. But also Miami's defense has been good as well. Cincinnati is picking it up on the defensive side. So Miami and Cincinnati is going to be the Thursday night matchup in Cincinnati, and it's going to be a great game with the Dolphins and the Bengals, as we'll see Tua Tagovailoa going up against Joe Burrow. The next game that we have is going to be the NFL International Series in London between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints, and the game is going to be taking place at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. First, for the New Orleans Saints, they currently have a record of 1-2. Jameis Winston, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he's beat up with back and ankle injuries. Allen says he's going to remain with famous Jameis. He's going to ride with him till the wheels fall off, but the Saints also have injuries at a key position at the wide receiver position. Michael Thomas has a foot injury. Jarvis Landry has an ankle injury. And Chris Olave is the only one on that roster, the rookie out of The Ohio State University, that has played very well in this young NFL season. As I mentioned earlier about Joe Burrow getting sacked and getting hit a lot, Jameis has been hit a lot so far this year. You can tell me, well, hey, back and ankle injuries, he's been the product of just being hit and his offensive line not protecting him and opposing defenses going after the pass protection. So the Saints survived the Atlanta Falcons in week one, and they lose back-to-back games in week two to the Buccaneers, and then in week three to the Carolina Panthers. So now they're going to go up against the Minnesota Vikings, who had a thrilling come-from-behind victory, beating their NFC North rival Detroit Lions. So now the Vikings are feeling really good going across the Atlantic to London. Kirk Cousins seems to be that he's trying to get his groove back. And not just with Kirk Cousins, but also the running game with Minnesota with Dalvin Cook, also Alexander Mattison. And, of course, the Saints, the defensive backs are going to have fits with Minnesota's wide receivers. And they're going to have a huge fit trying to contain number 18 for the Vikings, Justin Jefferson. You talk about one of the premier receivers in the league. I mentioned Ja'Marr Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals playing at LSU. Well, let's add another LSU wide receiver in Justin Jefferson. Justin has picked apart so many secondaries in his short amount of time of playing in the NFL. So, I mean, the Saints are definitely going to have their hands full. I know Marshawn Lattimore, Tyrann Mathieu, Marcus May, they're going to have their hands full, not just trying to contain Justin Jefferson, but also K.J. Osborne is a solid and a certified wide receiver for the Vikings. So Minnesota and New Orleans, it's going to be great across the Atlantic or across the pond in London. It's definitely going to be, well, the game is going to take place in the afternoon in London, so they're going to be feasting on fish and chips and mushy peas and drinking beer and doing the pub crawl, while in America it's going to be breakfast time. So Kings and Saints is definitely going to be interesting. I'm pretty sure New Orleans Saints fans are probably going to bring the second line from the NOLA to London. So it's going to be an interesting game with the Vikings and the Saints. Have an AFC South matchup between the Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts. The Titans had a come from behind victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. Tennessee, you know, their MO, Ryan Tannehill, solid, but it's all about the defense and that running game with Derrick Henry. When Derrick Henry gets going, the Titans offense opens up, point blank period. When Derrick Henry gets going, that gives Ryan Tannehill and that passing game an opportunity to make plays, and that offense opens up. So while Tennessee handled their business beating the Las Vegas Raiders, the Indianapolis Colts won their first game of the year beating the Kansas City Chiefs. It seems, though, that Matt Ryan still trying to find his groove with the Colts offense. Jonathan Taylor, you know, he's still trying to find his groove. I mean, one of the top running backs in the NFL last season. He's still trying to find his way. Not trying to find his way, but he hasn't had those big numbers as of yet. So maybe he'll have a chance, because it's going to be tough against Tennessee's tight defense. But Tennessee and Indianapolis, that should be a good showdown in Indy. Next game is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Two rising stars at the quarterback position for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, and for Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. I mentioned Jalen at the beginning of the show. Jalen Hurts, early MVP candidate, looking great for the Eagles. Not just throwing the ball, but running the ball as well. And everybody's contributing as well, helping Jalen out along the way. With the likes of A.J. Brown, also with Devontae Smith. You've also got Dallas Goedert, who has just been – Dallas Goedert is really the X factor in the Eagle offense. Since really the last decade and a half, the Eagles have really loved their tight ends, with the likes of Brent Celek, also Zach Ertz, and now you could put Dallas Goedert in the mix as well. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jacksonville, an impressive victory when they were out on the West Coast beating the Los Angeles Chargers. Trevor Lawrence just had a in that game, beating one of the top defenses in the league with the Chargers. So Jacksonville's got a tough task going to Philly. It's not an easy environment playing in Philly. Eagle fans, just Philadelphia sports fans, are rabid. Super emotional. They love their sports teams, and they love their Eagles. And the Eagles are definitely flying high right now. But the Jaguars are hoping to stay on the prowl as they can continue this winning streak to try to get a victory in the city of brotherly love. Next game is going to be a good one, with the Buffalo Bills going up against the Baltimore Ravens. The game's in Baltimore. Buffalo, you know, they're eating crow right now. They lost a tough game to the Miami Dolphins last week. Josh Allen, the frustration you saw he had on the field when the time expired, and a gentleman by the name of Ken Dorsey, who's the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, just went on a tantrum as they showed him in the booth, slamming his headset, throwing papers around, and as I stated earlier, it made them eat a lot of crow. And I know they're going to take that and have vengeance for their next opponent, which is the Baltimore Ravens. I mentioned him in the beginning of the show, Lamar Jackson. Lamar, dynamic this year, an early season MVP candidate, frustrated coming into the season because he didn't get the new contract that he asked for. So he's got a lot riding on him this season. And I think if he wants to continue to prove to the Ravens that he's worth being the franchise quarterback, he's got to beat a team that's expected to win the Super Bowl this year and the Buffalo Bills. So while the expectations run high for Jackson in Baltimore, the expectations run high in Buffalo to get it done. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs and company. It's going to be a tough task as the Buffalo Bills take on the Baltimore Ravens. Next game is going to be the New England Patriots going up against the Green Bay Packers. New England having troubles at the quarterback position. Mac Jones suffered a high ankle sprain. He will not play in this game against the Packers, so Brian Hoyer will get the start for the quarterback for the Patriots. But it really doesn't matter because Green Bay's defense has been so on point. Last week we saw Green Bay's defense take down Tom Brady and the Bucs offense. Aaron Rodgers did what he was supposed to do, filled in the gaps, made plays when he had to early on in the game. It was good enough to win the game by 2 points for the Packers. So Brian Hoyer is an NFL veteran. He's a journeyman. He's somebody that's been around. He's got a tough task ahead of him because we have to remember, I mentioned about Green Bay's defense, Kenny Clark, Preston Smith, just to name a few. Those guys have been making plays very early in this NFL season. The crowd is going to be rocking at Lambeau Field. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to bring his A game, and this should be a fun one at Lambeau Field with the Patriots and the Packers. The Sunday night matchup will be the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First off, for the Kansas City Chiefs, there was trouble in paradise with Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Chiefs, and offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy having a war of words. And let's just say they weren't telling each other happy birthday, but hopefully those two can get it together and try to get the Chiefs back on track because it's a lot going on in KC right now. The offense just doesn't look fluid right now. I know it's early on in the year. It's not caution button either. They've got to get the offense back on track because they're going to be playing a team that's, you know, filled with a lot of pride. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers losing a close game to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers last week. And then also, too, Tampa, they're playing for a lot as well because, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the program, the situation going on with Hurricane Ian, the Buccaneers had to evacuate as this show was airing. They have been practicing in Miami and just they've moved all operations to the city of Miami temporarily as they wait for the weather system to pass. And as I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the program, the game, if depending on the situation and what happens in Tampa, if it's not as bad as they originally forecasted, then the game will be played at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. But if the situation is bad, then it will be played at an alternate site, which is U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. But no matter where the game is played, there still will be a Sunday night football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got Patrick Mahomes. We've got Tom Brady. We've got a rematch of the Super Bowl 2 years ago. It should be a fun game. Monday night, we have an NFC West rivalry game between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. First, for the Rams had a tough victory over another division rival in the Arizona Cardinals. Wasn't a pretty game, but a win is a win, and they'll take it. As for the 49ers, a very ugly game last Sunday night against the Denver Broncos, losing by 1 point. Well, the 49ers are going to have a Monday night home game in the Bay Area in Santa Clara, California. And I know Jimmy G, he's got an opportunity to redeem himself. I'm sure Jimmy G hooking up with Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. And I'm pretty sure that Jimmy G and the 49ers offense will redeem themselves. The Rams defense has been solid the last week or two. And hopefully the 49ers have suffered a major injury on the offensive line. A lot of injuries, particularly with Trent Williams. And if Trent Williams is going to be out for a while and they're going up against the Rams on Monday night, a gentleman by the name of Aaron Donald could wreak havoc in this game. Aaron Donald, three-time defensive player of the year, a Super Bowl winner. I know he is going to be him and that defensive line. They're going to be licking their chops with Trent Williams being out and the countless injuries that the 49ers have had to endure, you know, these last couple of weeks. But this should be a fun game with the Rams and the Niners. That rivalry has been going on for decades, and it's going to be a fun one on Monday night in the Bay Area. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Buffalo Bills going up against the Baltimore Ravens. Quarterbacks, it's been the most valued position in the NFL for a long time. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, both of these gentlemen are so unique in their playing styles, and they're just fun to watch. Josh Allen, the arm strength is through the roof. His athletic ability is through the roof. Lamar Jackson, arm strength, someone that can change the game at a drop of a hat, who plays with no fear, high risk, high reward. And these two gentlemen have a lot of pressure on them this season. Buffalo is the clear-cut favorite by a lot of experts to win the Super Bowl. Baltimore, there's pressure on not just the franchise. There's also pressure on Lamar Jackson. There's pressure on the franchise because they're banking on Lamar and the rest of the team to help them get to the next level, possibly get the Lombardi Trophy. And there's pressure on Jackson because he's playing for a brand new contract. Whatever it is, these two teams play hard, and this is going to be a great, great game. And I think this is going to come down again to quarterback play with the Bills and the Ravens. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. When it's all said and done, it's going to come down to those two gentlemen and the play of the quarterbacks. The Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, my game of the week. All right, before I get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win in the NFL. I want to start off with the Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals. I like the Cincinnati Bengals to win that game. The game in London between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints, I like Minnesota to win that game. The Tennessee Titans going up against the Indianapolis Colts, I like Tennessee to win. The Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, I like the Eagles to fly high and stay undefeated. The Buffalo Bills going up against the Baltimore Ravens, my game of the week, I like the Baltimore Ravens to win that game. The New England Patriots going up against the Green Bay Packers, I like Green Bay to win. The Sunday night matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's going to be an emotional one for Tampa Bay. That's why I like the Buccaneers to win. It's going to be a very close game. And Monday night, the Los Angeles Rams going up against the San Francisco 49ers. It's going to be a really good game, a close game. I think San Francisco is going to put up a much better effort on the offensive side. I like San Francisco to win that game. So, again, my winners for the most important games in week four are Cincinnati, Minnesota, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Green Bay. So there you have it right there. That wraps up another edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonia Greenfield, Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Again, a big special thank you to Sonia for taking time out of her busy schedule to be with us on the program as we discuss her beloved Detroit Lions. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound.
Welcome back to Good News. Today's top story. Domino's is introducing molten chocolate lava cakes and 32-piece oven-baked Parmesan bread bites to their mix-and-match deal for $5.99 each when you carry out. In other delightful news, Jessica Marino's sleepover is having Domino's for dinner. Carry out two or more mix-and-match items for $5.99 each, only at Domino's. Ask for this carry-out offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Two-item minimum. Bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores may charge extra for some menu items, crust types, toppings, and sauces.
With Domino's Carside Delivery, you can carry out any three-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car.
so you don't have to interrupt your kid's favorite song.
And we'll all be friends just for one.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you order online and carry out 3 topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food right to you. Carry out and online only. Select this offer. Availability and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local store may charge extra for toppings and sauces. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Welcome back to Good News. Today's top story. Domino's is introducing molten chocolate lava cakes and 32-piece oven-baked Parmesan bread bites to their mix-and-match deal for $5.99 each when you carry out. In other delightful news, Jessica Marino's sleepover is having Domino's for dinner. Carry out two or more mix-and-match items for $5.99 each, only at Domino's.
Ask for this carry-out offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Two-item minimum. Bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores may charge extra for some menu items, crust types, toppings, and sauces.
Welcome back to Good News. Today's top story. Domino's is introducing molten chocolate lava cakes and 32-piece oven-baked Parmesan bread bites to their mix-and-match deal for $5.99 each when you carry out. In other delightful news, Jessica Marino's sleepover is having Domino's for dinner. Carry out two or more mix-and-match items for $5.99 each, only at Domino's.
Ask for this carry-out offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Two-item minimum. Bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores may charge extra for some menu items, crust types, toppings, and sauces.
Welcome back to Good News. Today's top story. Domino's is introducing molten chocolate lava cakes and 32-piece oven-baked Parmesan bread bites to their mix-and-match deal for $5.99 each when you carry out. In other delightful news, Jessica Marino's sleepover is having Domino's for dinner. Carry out two or more mix-and-match items for $5.99 each, only at Domino's.
Ask for this carry-out offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Two-item minimum. Bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores may charge extra for some menu items, crust types, toppings, and sauces.